Now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Girls basketball coach Zach Nelson is joining us here today, as he does each and every week. Coach, taking part in the midseason tournament, schedule a little bit different, more so than the Tuesday-Friday grind that you get in the regular season. Taking part in the McLouth Invitational and a first-round loss earlier this week on Monday to Bishop Ward, 55-31. Kind of take us through that one on Monday night and a few key takeaways from that one.
A lot of it was didn't feel like we were really ready to play coming out to start. We played a pretty decent first half, and then when things just kind of started falling apart for us, not going our way, we couldn't regroup as quickly as we needed to. And they had a couple good shooters on the floor. One girl dropped 30 on us, and we lost her every time. And we told our girls to make sure that you're hedging over where she's at, and we just kind of lost focus and got her open looks, and she stayed hot the whole time.
And you get to the left side of the bracket, consolation semifinal tomorrow night against Maranatha Christian Academy. Did you get a chance to see them in their first-round game at all? How much do you know, and what kind of game do you expect with them tomorrow night?
We got film on them from Moore Hill, and we watched a little bit of their game. They're a little taller than Bishop Ward. I know they run that little 2-3 zone, and we need to be ready to move the ball quickly and make sure that we are sealing off and boxing out. I know they're going to go after the ball, and they're pretty well coached as far as, you know, running their offense and taking care of it. So we need to make sure that we turn our defense up a little bit and offensively just take care of the ball and communicate with each other.
Yeah, and taking just kind of wins and losses out of it, and obviously you'll get this one with Maranatha tomorrow night and then Saturday to be determined depending on the outcome to finish off that midseason tournament at McLouth. But just these two games left in the tournament, just what do you want to see? What are you really trying to hone in on and work on, you know, to see on the floor here in these next couple games, getting you ready for that final home stretch here in the next month?
Definitely just seeing us build from one game to another. Like, we felt like Friday night we played against last Friday when we played Effingham, we played them pretty tough. It was probably one of the best halves that we've put together as far as a team. And we were tied with them at halftime, and we were feeling pretty good. And we lost our energy there. So trying to put a full game together, like I said, I know we're a young group. For the most part, we're kind of an inexperienced group, even though we have some girls that have been on varsity for a while. But really, we haven't had, you know, we've had to, the girls have relied on Malia to do it a lot last couple of years, and you know she's not there this year, and feel like we're kind of missing that girl to, you know, trying to fill that role. We have a couple girls that are trying to step up into it, but just as a collective group, we're going to have to do that type of thing and try to finish a game. Like that's more or less what we need to do.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us each and every week, as always, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. They get Maranatha Christian Academy tomorrow in a consolation semifinal at the McLouth Invitational. They'll have one more game on Saturday, which right now is to be determined. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of this tournament, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you very much, and have a good day.